بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن يوم الفصل ميقاتهم أجمعين.
Verse number 40. The day of judgment in which Allah will decide between the servants is the appointed time for all of the creation in which Allah will gather them.
يوم لا يغني مولا عن مولا شيئا ولا هم ينصرون.
Verse number 41. The day when no relative will benefit his relative, or friend benefit his friend, nor will they be saved from Allah's punishment, because authority on that day will be for Allah. Nobody will be able to claim it.
إلا من رحم الله إنه هو العزيز الرحيم.
Verse number 42. Except the person Allah has mercy on, for he will benefit from the good action he has sent forward. Allah is the mighty whom nobody can overpower, wise in his creation, decree, and plan. After Allah mentioned the day of judgment, He mentioned how people will be separated according to the reward, and so he said,
إِنَّ شَجَرَةَ الزَّقُّومِ.
Verse number 43. The tree of Zaqqum, which Allah has grown at the bottom of the fire.
طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ.
Verse number 44. Is the food of the extremely sinful, who will eat of its horrible fruit.
كَالْمُهْلِ يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ.
Verse number 45. Like black oil, boiling in their stomachs due to its intense heat.
كَغَلْيِ الْحَمِيمِ.
Verse number 46. Like the boiling of extremely hot water.
خذوه فاعتلوه إلى سواء الجحيم.
Verse number 47. It will be said to the keepers of hell, grab him, drag him violently and harshly towards the middle of the fire.
ثم صبوا فوق رأسه من عذاب الحميم.
Verse number 48. Then pour hot water over the head of this person being punished, so that the punishment does not separate from him.
ذُقْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْكَرِيمُ.
Verse number 49. It will be said to him mockingly, taste this painful punishment. You are the mighty, who is not treated unjustly, noble amongst your people.
إن هذا ما كنتم به تمترون.
Verse number 50. This is the punishment you used to doubt will occur on the day of judgment. But now your doubt has been removed from you by seeing it.
إن المتقين في مقام أمين.
Verse number 51. Those who are mindful of their Lord, through carrying out His commands and refraining from His prohibitions, will be in a place of residence, safe from every misfortune that could afflict them.
في جنات وعيون.
Verse number 52. In gardens and flowing springs.
يلبسون من سندس وإستبرق متقابلين.
Verse number 53. They will wear in paradise fine and thick silk. They will be facing one another and not see each other's nape.
كذلك وزوجناهم بحور عين.
Verse number 54. Just as I will honor with that which is mentioned, I will marry them in paradise to beautiful women with beautiful wide eyes.
يَدْعُونَ فِيهَا بِكُلِّ فَاكِهَةٍ آمِنِينَ.
Verse number 55. They will call their attendants therein to bring them every fruit they wish, safe from their being cut off and from their harms.
لا يذوقون فيها الموت إلا الموتة الأولى ووقاهم عذاب الجحيم.
Verse number 56. Living therein forever, they will not taste death therein, except the first death in the worldly life, and their Lord will save them from the punishment of the fire.
فضلا من ربك ذلك هو الفوز العظيم.
Verse number 57. As a grace and kindness from your Lord to them, O Messenger, that which is mentioned, namely entering them into paradise and saving them from the fire, is the great success which no success can compare with.
فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 58. I have made this Quran easy and facilitated it for you by revealing it in your language of Arabic, O Messenger, so that they take heed.
فَارْتَقِبْ إِنَّهُمْ مُرْتَقِبُونَ.
Verse number 59. So await your help and their destruction, they are awaiting your destruction. Beneficial points. 1. The punishment in the afterlife for the disbeliever will be both physical and mental. 2. The pleasure in the afterlife for the believer will be both physical and mental. 3. The great success in salvation from the fire and entering paradise. The Kneeling, Suratul Jathiyah. Topic of the Surah. It focuses on curing those arrogant to the truth of desires through presenting signs and reminding them of the hereafter.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ameen.
Explanation. Verse number 1. Hamim. The discussion on similar letters has already passed in Surah Al-Baqarah.
تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز الحكيم.
Verse number 2. The revelation of the Quran is from Allah, the Mighty, whom nobody can overpower, wise in His creating, decreeing, and planning.
إن في السماوات والأرض لآيات للمؤمنين.
Verse number 3. In the heavens and earth are proof of the power of Allah and His oneness for the believers, because they are the ones who take heed from signs.
وفي خلقكم وما يبث من داء آيات لقوم يوقنون.
Verse number 4. And in your creation, O people, from a sperm drop, then from a lump, and then from a clot, and in the creation of the creatures Allah has spread out on the face of this earth, are proof of His oneness, for people who have conviction that it is Allah who is the Creator.
واختلاف الليل والنهار وما أنزل الله من السماء من رزق فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وتصريف الرياح آيات لقوم يعقلون.
Verse number 5. And in the alteration of the night and day, and the rainwater Allah sent down from the sky, then He gave life to the earth through it, by making plants grow in it after it was dead without any plants, and in the alteration of the winds, by bringing them from one direction at times, and other directions at other times for your benefit, are proof for people who understand. So they use them as proof of Allah's oneness, His power to resurrect, and His power over everything.
تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق فبأي حديث بعد الله وآياته يؤمنون.
Verse number 6. These verses and proof I read to you in truth, O Messenger. So if they do not believe in the speech of Allah, which He revealed to His servant, and in His proof, which speech will they believe in after it? And which proof after it will they accept?
وَيْلٌ لِكُلِّ أَفَّاكٍ أَثِيمٍ.
Verse number 7. Allah's punishment and destruction is for every liar who is extremely sinful.
يسمع آيات الله تتلى عليه ثم يصر مستكبرا كأن لم يسمعها فبشره بعذاب أليم.
Verse number 8. This disbeliever listens to the verses of Allah in the Quran being recited to him. Then he continues in the disbelief and sins he is in, arrogant in himself to following the truth, as though he has not heard these verses being read to him. So inform him, O Messenger, of what he will dislike in the hereafter, which is a painful punishment that awaits him there.
وَإِذَا عَلِمَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا شَيْئًا اتَّخَذَهَا هُزُوًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ.
Verse number 9. And when something of the Quran reaches him, he takes it as a joke to mock. Those attributed with this quality of mocking the Quran will have a disgraceful punishment on the Day of Judgment.
مِن وَرَائِهِمْ جَهَنَّمُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ مَا كَسَبُوا شَيْئًا وَلَا مَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْلِيَاءَ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ.
Verse number 10. In front of them will be the fire of hell, which awaits them in the hereafter, and the actions they earned will not help them with Allah at all, nor will the idols they took to worship besides Him remove anything from them, and they will have a great punishment on the Day of Judgment.
هذا هدى والذين كفروا بآيات ربهم لهم عذاب من رجز أليم.
Verse number 11. This book which I revealed to my messenger Muhammad is a guide to the true path, and those who disbelieve in the verses of their Lord, which were revealed to his messenger, will have a bad, painful punishment.
الله الذي سخر لكم البحر لتجري الفلك فيه بأمره ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون.
Verse number 12. Allah alone is the one who subjugated for you, O people, the sea in which ships sail with His order, and so that you seek His grace through different lawful trades, and so that you are thankful for Allah's favors upon you.
وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهِ إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ.
Verse number 13. And He subjugated whatever is in the heavens, such as the sun, moon and stars, and whatever is on earth, such as rivers, trees, mountains, and so forth. In subjugating that for you are proof of Allah's power and His oneness, for people who ponder over His signs and take heed from them. Beneficial points. 1. Lying and persistently sinning, being proud and mocking Allah's words, are qualities of misguided people, and Allah has threatened the people attributed with these. 2. Allah's favors upon His servants are many, and amongst them are Allah subjugating what is in the universe for them. 3. Favors require the servants to be grateful to Allah who has granted them.